WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's tripped up pretty much all of us at some point. Perfectionism. Ever felt like you were constantly chasing this elusive ideal? Setting impossible standards for yourself? You know that feeling when you spend hours on a project, tweaking every little detail, only to end up feeling exhausted and unfulfilled? Yeah, we've all been there. Perfectionism can feel like a double-edged sword. It pushes us to be our best, but it also has this nasty habit of holding us back. It can lead to procrastination, anxiety, and even burnout. Trust me, I get it. I used to be a walking, talking example of perfectionism. My brain was constantly running on overdrive, analyzing every decision, second-guessing everything. It wasn't pretty. But here's the thing. Perfection isn't actually attainable. Life is messy, unpredictable, and beautifully imperfect. And that's okay. So, how do we learn to let go of that need for perfection and embrace the beauty of being human? Well, buckle up because I'm about to spill some serious wisdom bombs on you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap out of the perfectionism trap. 1. Recognize the difference between excellence and perfection. See, excellence is about striving to do your best, to learn and grow with each step. It's about continuous improvement, not unattainable flawlessness. Perfection, on the other hand, that's a rigid, impossible standard that sets you up for disappointment. It's like aiming for the moon when what you really need is to focus on getting off the ground. 2. Embrace mistakes as opportunities. This one's tough, I know. We all hate making mistakes, but they are essential stepping stones on the journey to growth. When you make a mistake, see it as a valuable learning experience, not a sign of failure. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and move forward with newfound wisdom. Remember, even the most successful people stumble along the way. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. When you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Offer yourself some encouragement, acknowledge your effort, and keep moving forward. 4. Set realistic expectations. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each accomplishment along the way, no matter how small. This helps you build momentum and avoid feeling overwhelmed by unrealistic expectations. 5. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. When you focus solely on the end result, you can miss out on the joy of the journey itself. Find pleasure in the process, in the act of learning and creating. Enjoy the small wins along the way. Remember, life is about more than just reaching a destination. It's about savoring every moment of the ride. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's struggling to overcome perfectionism. She pours her heart and soul into her paintings, but she constantly critiques them, finding flaws in every stroke. This constant self-criticism leaves her feeling drained and discouraged. Eventually, she stops creating altogether, fearing that her work will never be good enough. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how perfectionism can sabotage your passion and creativity. Sarah needs to remember these key takeaways. She needs to recognize that excellence isn't about flawlessness. It's about continuous growth and learning. She should embrace her mistakes as opportunities for improvement and practice self-compassion when she stumbles. By focusing on the joy of the creative process, celebrating each small win, and setting realistic expectations, Sarah can rediscover her passion and create art that truly reflects her unique voice. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to tap out of the perfectionism trap and embrace the beauty of being imperfectly perfect. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride, learn from your experiences, and don't be afraid to show up as your authentic self. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some inspiration. Together, we can help each other tap out of overstimulation and live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.